Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Racing on the weekend. We've got Flemington. We've got Rose Hill. Jared, have you got one for the listeners there?
Jimmy, let's go to Flemington. Race 8, number 13, Tuvalu. From the Lindsay Smith stable, a very, very smart horse. This looks very promising. Had 8 starts, 5 wins and 3 placings from the 8 runs. You can't do any better than that. Was very strong late, winning its latest at Warrnambool. Looks on the up, gets a nice map. Very promising horse, very astute stable. I thought somewhere around $3 now. We'll go best of the best. Maybe there might be money elsewhere in the market come Saturday afternoon, but race 8, number 13 at Flemington was my best.
All right, just want to alert listeners that Rose Hill on Saturday, race 2, we've got the Tab Highway. Just letting you know that number 7, King's Trust, is there, that I see has blown out now from $26 to $31. So doing the right thing by the owners there, Tristan. Appreciate that. You didn't hear it from me, but May has become a genuine pack animal in light of its recent start. But anyway, all the very best to the great King's Trust. I'm going to go Rose Hill Race 1, number 7, O Tycoon. Rachel King rides for Bjorn Baker. And we've got a horse that was going to start earlier in the week. I think they're very, very happy with the way it's been trialing, taking the shackles off on a Saturday. Lots of positive talk around O Tycoon. So that's Rose Hill Race 1. Number 7, 460 currently in the market. I'll go 100. Staking plan here, Tristan, $100 on the nose.
On the snoz. So, yeah, very good. Now, I've got one, and I want to direct punters to the form line. We go Flemington, because I don't think someone's been as confident about a horse with this form line in recent history. Go Flemington Race 1, number 4, Accountability.
This is the one that goes 0000.
Hopefully 0000, not with the fourth.
Sorry, I added one extra one in there.
Not with the fourth on the end. There are 12 runners in the race, so there is a possibility of the additional zero, but it is the emergency call number, which you might be needed later on in the piece, depending on how the juice things goes. But Accountability ran second last start, and the jockey got offered and said that was one of the best 14ths I've ever been involved in. And when it steps up in distance next start, I would be very, very confident. It's up to 2,500, hitting its optimal distance, gone from 2,000 to 2,500, benchmark 100, up to the handicap. I just think Barry 1, Brett Preble, Chris Waller, I think this might be Accountability's birthday. I think it's $6. It is worth a little play. And I look forward to all the adulation next week when the form line reads 0001.
That could be your best ever. If that gets home, that is your best ever. That you should go to the Top Sport Titan Lounge and really enjoy yourself with Mrs. Merlihan.
There's absolutely nothing like confidence from an owner.
What was it? That reminds me of what the jockey said after the 13th place, the Shaker at Kembla Grange in 1997, when we all backed it. Very strong male from the stable. And of course, when it comes in at 13th, and the trainer just said, look, we're very happy with the run. And I'm like, well, you might be, but everyone that backed it is not so happy with the run. But anyway, if that salutes Tristan, that's your greatest ever.
Well, and not misguided optimism. As much as I've been saying it in jest, I am very, very confident on the
win. Well, at $6, it's well and truly in the market. So yeah. Mate, that jockey's told a lot of people. So there we go.